Hello. Hello. I'm sorry. Are we started? Oh, yeah, this is David Oates. Sorry. I got caught up there. Right. Welcome to the show. Another reverse speech show for you. And today we are going to be playing some reversals for the first hour. And then I have my guest in the second hour. And my guest today is Senzeni Steingruber. So sorry about the slow start this morning. So what I was going to do was today I was going to look at reversals on therapy. So what we're going to do is go to my files here and pull you up some therapy reversals and have a look through and see what we've got here. So, all right, as you are, many of you are aware, I have a very busy and active therapeutic practice, and I do a lot of good. So I'm going to play you some reversals, and we'll see what you think of them all. So here we go. Let's play the first one, and here we go forward.
Feels like I never need to be practicing because I can always bring my role.
And this one says, all around, let's go with the positive.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. All around, let's go with the positive. A nice upbeat reversal. That's the sort of thing you want to hear. Nice positive and energy. Okay? So, all right, here's a guy who was suffering from some depression.
I was sitting down the other day and actually with the friend I mentioned who you know suffers from depression. I mean, I probably suffer from depression too, but he's been diagnosed as suffering from depression.
Right.
That's the distinction I make. And he was quite down and talking to me about it, and that just brought me way down.
And this one says, and God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. Yeah, there we go. And God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd. Nice reversal. Yeah. And now we are looking at the next reversal I want to look at. Here we go.
Anyway, I ate some biscuit one day, which I don't normally ever do. And I had, I can't think what else I had now.
Okay, I had some biscuits one day, and backwards she says, ate sickness.
Ate sickness.
There we go. So that's, she ate some biscuits and she got sick. Ate sickness. And there we go. How about that? All right, so we're going to move on to the next one on my list here. And, it's a woman who has cancer.
Prognosis for this one, it's so serious that, you know, they won't even tell me, you know, but I looked it up on the internet a little bit, 1 to 5 years maybe.
Right. And this one says, I try to kill, I want it.
Nothing for that money.
I try to kill, I want it. That's not a very good positive reversal to have around cancer. No, and unfortunately, it's can be a problem. All right, here we have the next one.
And it allows me to do other things. And now that I've got this nice little balance where I work 3 days a week normally and I have 4 days off, so I can pursue either the art or the whale watching or whatever else.
This one says, deal with sad youth.
Deal with sad youth.
Okay, all right. And we're looking at the, where are we? Next one here. Here we go.
We've just got to try. We've got a seminar that people have paid us to do in November that we're going to complete.
Yes.
And this says, divine, I must serve you. Wow.
Divine, I must serve you.
Well, it's a nice positive upbeat reversal. Divine, I must serve you. Be nice to have reversals like that, wouldn't it? So, good one. All right, he is a client. His name is Dolph, and he uses his name in the reversal.
KLM flies Bangkok to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam straight to Peru.
Oh, wow.
And then, so it's a direct flight. I don't have to do any stopovers or anything.
And this one says, Dolph, go with the source.
Dolph, get rid of this guy.
Dolph, get rid of this guy. Dolph, get rid of this guy.
So that's his spirit talking to him, giving him some advice. Go with the source. All right. Okay. So if we move on to the next one now, here we go.
Spiritually, what can I say? I've got to get a true understanding on just what that means. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
It can be hard to interpret.
Yeah, it certainly can.
This one says, first, you are in a shit. First, you are in a shit. Bit of a dramatic reversal, isn't it? All right, so let's have a look at the next one here. Woman with money issues.
It's going to kick off quickly. We'll have some bugs to work out, but then after that, it's going to really, really catapult.
And this reversal says, I go with slum. I go with slum. Slum, of course, being a metaphor for lack of money. So, there we go. I go with slum. And here we have... where's the next one I'm looking for? This one here. Here we go.
Tell me some of the great things about your marriage.
Just like there's a child, like innocent to it, you know?
This one says, I serve you well. There we go. I serve you well. All right. Then we have next one along, which is this one here. Here we go.
I had a thought last night whether that was connected to my worthiness.
Right.
You know, I like the value of myself. I wonder if they actually connected in somehow.
And this one says, I will force some free love with our son. There we go. Nice, upbeat, positive reversal. I will force some free love with our son. They're the type of reversals you want to have, isn't it? Nice, positive, upbeat reversal. All right. Here we have this one here.
And I said to you last time I spoke to you, I do believe the Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places.
And this one says, I will show you this love. Yep, okay, no worries. Good, solid reversal. And then we have next one along. And I got quite a few here. All right. Here we have this one here, money problem by the looks of it.
So here again, another core belief, I can't do chemistry.
And this one says, make her feel broke. Make her feel broke. Well, that's not a good reversal you want to have on you, is it? We don't want to feel broke. We want to feel rich. So that's obviously a pattern that we have to work with, okay? So, all right, next one along. Here we go.
And I was just really surprised where that came from and that I even allowed him to even get back into my head like that. I was shocked.
And this verse says, make him abuse me.
Make him abuse me.
Make him abuse me.
I see this in session work all the time. Common theme. People want their problems. They want their issues. So make him abuse me. She wants to be abused. And she will create the necessary situations for her to be abused. And a bit of a tragic thing, but that's the way it works. All right, here's the next one.
Well, this guy is doing a wonderful, wonderful job. No.
And this reversal says, no wolf and no winner.
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 No wolf and no winner. All right, then we have next one along here. No wolf and no winner was the last one we played. And now we're going to play, where are we? Make him abuse me, no wolf and no winner. Here's next one along.
I'm not sure what happens when you pass. You know, I've had out-of-body experiences at Monroe Institute. I've been there a few times.
And this says, now be friend with delicious whirlwind. Now be friend with delicious whirlwind. Whirlwind's a common metaphor. Hear it in reverse speech constantly. It's that universal energy that drives us together, the whirlwind. Reverse speech talks about it as being an essential part of our nature. So there we go. All right, okay, so if we move on now to the next reversal, which is this one here.
All I know is that after I had that session with you on self-confidence, I just, it was remarkable.
This one says, overcome and do it, do it. Overcome and do it, do it. So that's a personal resolve, okay? Personal resolve. Overcome and do it, do it. That's once again the type of reversal we want to see. All right, okay, here we have a nice one, client of mine.
I want to do them better, and they would just
I was hoping to grab one.
I have it there. I'll give it to you. And
this one says, please to be your friend.
Please to be your friend.
Please to be your friend. Please to be your friend. There we go. And, okay. Just give me 1 second here. Yep, okay, all right. So now we're going to move on to the next one here. I've got so many reversals on therapy. Wow, a lot of them. Here's the next one.
Have you heard of Zero Limits, the book on Zero Limits? Oh, supposed to be a real good healing book.
And this one says, send the worries, love.
Send the worries, love.
Send the worries, love. Send the worries, love.
Send the worries, love. Okay. Then we've got moving on down. So send the worries, love. Make your worries feel love is how I would interpret that. All right, here's a reversal that pinpoints a woman's problem.
So there's no cause or event in your life. You can say this is what's causing that, or thoughts that run through your mind.
I don't have
a specific pattern of thought, David, behind that. It's more a feeling. More a feeling and a visual image of it. I don't quite get a relevance or a connection with, you know, when I was whatever age this happened and the orphan.
Oh, yeah, and this reversal says the bad orphan. Well, that actually reversal sparked a whole response from a woman about when she was young. She saw her parents fighting and she tried to break it up. And then the next day her father died of a heart attack and she blamed herself for her father's death. Okay. So let's see. So that's the story behind that one, the bad orphan. So it's amazing how reverse speech will pinpoint precise issues and reasons. And I see this in my session work all the time. It will point to precise reasons and causes for problems and issues. Okay. Here we have another one.
I'm probably a lot more appeasing. Like sometimes I'm not really that interested, and I'll tell David now I'm not interested, you know.
And this one says, the bad wolf wanted. The bad wolf wanted. So, bad wolf. I wonder what she means by bad wolf. I don't know. All right. Here we have another one. Let's run this one forwards.
Do you feel that way consciously?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Okay, so why would the unconscious feel that way?
I don't know. As you asked that question, I went back to my head when it took me back to 1996.
And this one says, the shock a surrogate. The shock a surrogate. Huh, wonder what that means. Shock is trauma. Fairly common word. You hear it in reverse speech fairly often. The surrogate, is she taking on? I don't know. All right, here's the next one.
I've been doing hypnotherapy and regression on other people in the past, and to actually have it done, it's really nice. And I'm so susceptible to.
This one says, the son, he lives in my heart. Obviously referring to Jesus, the Son of God, the Son, he lives in my heart. There you go. Nice, positive, upbeat reversal. That's the type of thing that we want. Okay, all right. So let us move on to the next one. Here we go.
Being able to use it to some sort of advantage, whether it's for my own or for other people's. Be financially secure, whether anything I need to do in my life, any family that I have later on.
And this reversal says, this is therapy. This is therapy. Doing some nice work with her. This is therapy. All right, so if we move on to the next one here. Here's the forwards.
Right now, I've never been in a position where I've got all of this stuff and almost had no money, so that's why it sort of stressed me out a bit. But I'm cool now, man. I know I can do this and I'll do it.
And this one says, who'd want to believe the karma? Who'd want to believe the karma? Interesting metaphor. Karma comes up in reverse speech fairly often. It's a fairly common theme. Whether that's karma from a past life or karma from this life, I'm not really sure. But it does. It is a common word in reverse speech. So there we go. All right. Okay. So if we... move on to the next one here, and here we go.
So lifetime after lifetime goes on and on and on, accumulate so much of this, and then
that final lifetime when you have to take that restful, peaceful death.
And this one says, "Will my soul laugh ever?"
Will my soul laugh ever?
Ah, a bit of a sad reversal. We want his soul to laugh. Will my soul laugh ever? He feels a little bit under the weather, I guess. Bit of a sad reversal. Will my soul laugh ever? Okay. And here's the next one along. Here we go. Oops, let's play it.
And I said, well, why don't you just get it for yourself, at least, while it's on offer? Well, she hasn't, and that speaks volumes to me, because it's like, well, why on earth wouldn't she? You know, that's ridiculous.
Right. And this one says, yeah, she looks hurt now.
Yeah, she looks hurt now.
Nice and clear reversal. Yeah, she looks hurt now. Are we talking about the issue she's talking about forwards? Okay, all right. So let's have a look at the next one here. We'll skip this one. Oh, this is a funny one. Here, we'll play this one.
Right.
People find that nowadays, if I sleep too much, not to that same extent, but I mean, you know, have weird dreams. No.
And this one says, you must have a condom on. All right, folks, back right after this.
Why won't Big Pharma ever tell you or your doctor the honest truth about cancer? Just about 100 years ago, cancer was a rare disease, but now, today, it will strike one out of every two Americans. Think about this. Is a headache caused by a lack of aspirin in your diet? Is cancer caused by a lack of radiation or chemotherapy? Does it make sense to add a lot more toxins to an already toxic body? In fact, you're six times more likely to die in a hospital than fighting in the Vietnam War. How is this possible? Who is allowing this to continue and why? What can you do about it? Well, those questions and many more are answered on this website, cancertruthinfo.com, and sign up for their free mailing list and stay updated with the very latest in ultimate cancer cure information. That's cancertruthinfo.com.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speak Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speak Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speak Session Work. Go to www.reversespeak.com or call 503-568-7077.
Do you suffer from abdominal pain and discomfort, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, or almost any digestive distress? Unfortunately, most do. How would you like to end all of that unpleasantness permanently? Our friends at Australian Excellence have introduced one of the most brilliantly formulated products we've ever seen to do just that. And the testimonials are already racing in, like, I felt so much better literally in minutes. And Australian Excellence knocked my acid reflux out cold. It's gone. And I received instant relief from chronic gas and discomfort. And there are many, many others. Australian Excellence doesn't just treat the symptoms, it addresses the causes of a wide range of digestive distress issues. Try it for 90 days and you'll be able to eat your favorite foods again or your money back. See the Australian Excellence banner near the top of Rents.com. After years of searching, I finally found the only food storage company in America offering a complete line of highest quality food products and an amazing variety of 100% organic food storage products. It's called Numana.com. In addition to the best in food storage, they even have an incredible high-tech little wood stove that can boil your water or heat your food 24/7, rain or shine. I urge you to do your own research and taste the difference in Numana's highest quality foods. Better yet, order a starter pack for only $19.95 and prepare to be amazed. Numana's food products have a 25-plus year shelf life. They are GMO-free, contain no preservatives, and are completely American-made. Visit Numana.com and see what you've been missing. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com, Numana.com.
Okay, we are back. We for second half of the first hour. We are looking at reversals in therapy, and I've got quite a few here. Of course, I don't have them all, but we're just going to play some of them. All right, here we have a reversal where a man who suffered from temper
filled that up, but it's double tough because I'm traveling abroad. I've chosen to live outside America. Anyway, yep. I'm still relying on him to help me.
And this one says, a crime with our father. And that points to his temper problems as coming from his father. It's a hereditary issue. So we need to work on his relationship with his father or something similar to that to get to the bottom of this one. Oh, a crime with our father. This is one good thing where reversal actually pinpoint the actual problem. All right, here's the next one.
And the kidney weakness, you know, like she's got the weakness that shows in her eyes around the kidney.
And this one says deal with it.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. Deal with it.
There we go. Deal with it. All right. Next one along. Where is the next one here? I've got so many reversals. Wow. Okay. Well, this one here. Here we go. This is actually on my right-hand man, Jeff Toth. He was looking to move to Australia many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I would go just right away if I was to come back to stay any length of time, yeah.
This one says, feeling answers, God make it certain. So he's feeling his answer, which is to move to Australia. And God make it certain, make it happen. And it indeed did happen. And he did indeed move to Australia, where he stayed here for 5 years. So there we go. How about that, huh? All right. Okay. So if we move on to the next one here. Which one shall I play? I'll play this one.
You've just learned from reverse speech that there are different categories, and when we said before that, you know, you said that if you take a cursory glance and otherwise it's just your own stuff, I realised it was all, the whole thing was their own stuff. They didn't have any checks and balances and validity factors and anything. They just make it up. God's nourished.
And this one says, God's nourished his soul.
God's nourished his soul.
God's nourished his soul. God's nourished his soul.
God's nourished his soul. There we go. Nice, positive, upbeat reversal. That's what we want to hear. All right, okay. So let's have a look. Here we have the next one.
Keeping it back.
Yeah. But I don't know how to get rid of it, you know?
Tough one.
It's really tough. It's like this. It's like having a security blanket.
This one says, have a new egg in the hand.
Have a new egg in the hand.
A
new beginning, a new start, new egg, new beginning. I want to have a new beginning, a new start, a new egg. There you are. That's a fairly common metaphor. Comes up reasonably often. Okay. If we move on to the next one here, husband and wife having a fight.
If he expresses his point of view quite vividly or violently, then it actually comes back on him, and I show him unconditional love, and he actually learns from his mistakes.
And this one says, heal the love while you're living.
Heal the love while you're living.
Heal the love while you're living. Heal the love while you're living.
Heal the love while you're living. In other words, sort this problem out now. This is an important issue. You've got to work it out right now. Okay, heal the love while you're living. So that's the type of reversal we get on that. All right. So if we move on to the next one here, following heal the love while you're living, and all I'm doing is just going down my list of reversals here. Okay, and so the next one. This is a funny one. This is a woman who was dating a younger man.
Beautiful. I have a lot of knowledge, and he's just blown. You know, he said he's so surprised that there aren't a bunch of men lining up. When I said, well, there could be.
And here he says he's wanting old pussy.
He's wanting old pussy.
He's wanting old pussy. He's wanting old pussy.
Okay, a bit of a graphic reversal. So there we go. All right. So if we move on to the next one here, here we go.
Here I was the CEO of Action in New South Wales. So obviously, again, I'm in the administration and certainly the...
And this one says, hey, you see it's a worry.
Yes, yes, it's a worry.
Hey, you see it's a worry.
Hey, you see it's a worry. There we go. Okay. All right. So, all right. So now we're going to move on to the next reversal. I've got so many of them here in therapy. Just scrolling down to find them is interesting in and of itself. Okay. Here's a sabotage pattern.
Fear of doing it on my own, although there's another part of me that likes to do it on my own.
And here she says, I am wanting new grief.
I am wanting new grief.
I am wanting new grief. I am wanting new grief.
Not a good reversal. We don't want her to want new grief, but that's what the reversal says, and that's what she will go and create for her life, new grief. So that can be not very good at all. And once again, a common theme, I see this in reverse speech over and over again. We want our problems. We want our issues. Okay. All right. Next one along. Here we go. Oops. What happened here? All right. Here we go.
I don't know. I just could ramble on about what was going on all back then, if you wanted me to.
Yeah, just tell me a couple more stories.
And this one says, I know it's a world of heaven. I know it's a world of heaven. Talking about moving to Australia to live. That was my right-hand man.
because we talked about him just recently, didn't we? Okay. All right, so next one along. This is a trance induction.
And now the muscles.
And this one says, Saw Sun Divine.
Saw Sun Divine.
Wow.
Saw Sun Divine. Saw Sun Divine.
That's a nice reversal to have on an induction. Trance induction, they're the type of reversals you want to have. So Saw Sun Divine, tap into that energy, that spiritual energy inside, okay? That's the type of thing you want to get, not new grief. We want that one. All right, so here we have a woman who's talking about relationship problems.
Right. I even marked it on the calendar when it shifted. It was the night that it happened. My friend Cheryl was just telling me about how, you know, what we believe we then create, and it just shifted, and that's when I just...
And this one says, I've been molested.
I've been molested.
I've been molested. I've been molested.
And that reversal flashback to a whole sad childhood of constant molestation, and which pinpointed the source of her problem, okay? So reverse search will do that many, many times, okay? All right, here's what we call negative self-talk.
Okay, so on that question, what needs to happen to keep it moving?
What do I need to do to keep it moving? I need to stay on top of my office work.
Uh-huh.
Keeping up with my quotes and getting them out on time and my following up on time.
And this one says, my ass again, I am an idiot. Negative self-talk. Got to get a handle on that. I see that constantly in my session work too. We're constantly giving ourselves bad messages. Like, my ass again, I am an idiot. I mean, that's a bad message. Here's another one with money problems.
I want to be in profit, which means I'd like to earn at least $50 a month in the program.
And this one says, my wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum. My wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum. There we go, okay. A slum, metaphor for poverty. Wolf, drive, motivation. Her drive and motivation is caught up in poverty, which is not good at all. All right, here's the next one.
Gee, where is that?
I was fairly hurt by that.
I can imagine. That's moving very quickly. Wow.
Well, sort of like, did I mean so little that I'm replaced within a week of leaving? It's pretty incredible.
Wow. And this reversal says, naughty girl lost it all.
Naughty girl lost it all.
She lost her relationship. Naughty girl lost it all. Type of thing we see in reverse speech fairly often. Alright, here's a woman talking about depression.
I started doing something about my life, about the situations that I found myself in.
And this one says, need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight. Need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight. Okay. And she took all the windows, all the curtains off her windows and let light in, and her depression depression faded fairly quickly. All right, here's the next one.
Changes that I've noticed are that I focus more on myself now, and I talk how I feel and not try to hide and cover things up.
And this one says, on my live power.
On my live power.
Wow.
On my live power. On my power.
On my live, on means to turn on or to access or to activate. So on my live power, turn on the power
that I have inside. Okay. All right, here's another one.
Can you see yourself generating 10 grand a month, 15 grand a month?
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, how far away is that?
Potentially just, say, probably a couple of months, 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool.
8 weeks, maybe 12 weeks.
Oh, okay.
You know, but, yeah, there's definitely sort of, I don't see it being any longer than that, to be honest with you.
Oh, cool. Cool. Oh, this is good news, Pete. Oh, this is great news. Wow.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, it is good. It is good. It's good. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, it must be a good feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
And this one says, our circuit is fixed. And our circuit is fixed. Wiring of the brain, work circuit, common metaphor, talks about the brain as being a circuit. And when he says, hey, our circuit is fixed, that means that we've had success in the session work. Here we have another one.
I don't know. I guess maybe in my mind, where I'm looking at, because I haven't seen the results of it, I'm thinking, it's sort of like taking a chance.
And this one says, I have potential now.
I have a little male.
Yeah, another good reversal. I have potential now. We want people to feel like they have potential. I have potential now. Okay. Here we have another one.
So perhaps we finally sorted her out. Who knows?
And this one says, this source healing.
This source healing.
Okay, all right. Then we have, and that's a nice positive reversal, of course. We want the source to be healing. Okay, and then we're moving on down the track, and we're going to play this one here. Here we go.
Before I sort of felt very introverted.
Right.
I'm still not feeling extroverted, but I feel that's happening.
And this one says, your life onwards.
Get me life onwards.
Once again, another nice, positive, upbeat reversal. We want the life to be moving forward. Your life onwards. Okay, and here we have another one.
I very much like the idea that, you know, you start with even though some negative things exist, I forgive myself for those negative things.
And this one says, feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living. Feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living. Sword, strength, power, communication. Feed again. Give me this power. Give me this power I have to fight. All right. Here we have another one.
And they were interested in the theory. So I spent about a month or so preparing it for them so that they could understand it. And it was the MS Society of Southland, which is in New Zealand. And so I'm really happy with that.
This one says, healing that wolf.
Healing that wolf.
Yeah, healing that wolf. All right, okay, so if we move along to the next one down the track here. Let me see. Healing that wolf. Where did I find that one? Where'd it go? Ah, here it is, okay. All right, talking about wolf, here's another one.
Just implement the program that I've got in my mind. I mean, I can see it. I can actually see it working, you know, and all the things that I read say that it's the service that people want, you know, that,
and
as well.
And this one says, I've got a new wolf within me. Once again, very positive, upbeat reversal. Shows that the sesh work that we have done has worked. Okay? Alright, so I got a new wolf within me. Let us look at the next reversal. Here we go.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed the scene in the vineyard.
And this one says, living in the earth with joy. Living in the earth with joy. Once again, another positive, upbeat reversal. They're the type of reversals that we want. Living in the earth with joy. And then we'll move on down to the next reversal here, which is this one here. Here we go.
With the feedback from the reversals that I've done with it, it's for me, it's not hard anymore. It's really lovely.
And this one says, spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her. Once again, another positive, upbeat reversal. When you want the spirit and the goddess to serve her. All right, here we have another one.
I guess there's those two things. I don't know how much information yet to put in the pamphlet and whether to have some information pack to send to them. There's two ways I could go. It depends what this looks like, whether that's sufficient or whether there's too much for that.
And this one says, see the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out. See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out. That's what we call a trance instruction. He needs to see an image of a whirlwind coming along and taking a devil away. And that's how I do my trances. I do exactly what the reversals tell me to do, okay? Here's a great reversal, this one.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force and out yourself. I think absolutely fantastic, you know?
And this one says, see yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind. See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind. Once again, nice, great, positive, upbeat reversal. That's the type of thing that you want, okay? Whirlwind, common metaphor, see it in reverse speech all the time. It's our energy, our life force. We are connected to each other by the whirlwind, our own individual whirlwind and the universal whirlwind, okay? So, all right, here we have the next one along. Here we go.
Well, separate the two and the reverse speech and Li Ying will help me to live again.
Yeah.
Be the live the girl.
Yes. Yeah, girl is a carefree spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Innocent, happy, yeah. Contented.
Yeah.
And this one says, you must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship. Okay. That's what we call a trance instruction. We need to see this lady in a ship and warm up, okay? Here's a woman with memories of abuse.
You're trying to tell, it's going its own way. It hasn't got the message that you don't need it to keep doing this.
Oh, I see. This one says, send your dick within daddy.
Send your dick within daddy.
Send your dick within daddy.
Yeah, there we go. Send your dick within daddy. not a good reversal. A memory of past abuse. Okay, so all right. So if we look at the next one along, well, we can't. We've got a break. We'll be back right after this. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analyzed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioral problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behavior. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com. Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. the 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celente's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rentz.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian capsule. Think about it. The antibacterial, antiviral strength of 35 odorless cloves of garlic in just one capsule. Allicin C is so effective it even destroys superbug MRSA in test